KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than 2 million federal workers now have a few more days to decide whether to take the Trump administration up on its offer to stay on the job or leave now with nearly 8 months of pay. Today, a federal judge in Boston pushed back tonight's midnight deadline to at least Monday. Meanwhile, groups are suing over the administration's deferred resignation program. Max Steer, head of the nonprofit Partnership for Public Service, says Trump's actions targeting government workers will have far-reaching consequences for the American public.
You got air traffic controllers and TSA employees. Mm. You go to the supermarket and buy your hamburger meat and expect to be able to serve your kids hamburgers without them getting sick. You get to drink the water without worrying about, you know, what's in it. We've got enemies in Russia and China. You have cyber attacks, and all those things were protected against by federal employees.
Max Steer speaking to NPR's Here and Now. A federal judge is ordering the government to limit access to the U.S. Treasury Department's payment system. NPR's Shannon Bond reports unions representing federal workers sued the Treasury over fears sensitive data are being shared with the Trump administration's government cost-cutting team helmed by tech mogul Elon Musk.
The judge's order allows two special government employees at Treasury who are connected to Musk's DOGE team to continue accessing payment records on a read-only basis, but it bars them from sharing information outside the Treasury Department. Musk's DOGE team has been seeking access to information and systems across federal agencies, raising worries highly sensitive data could be compromised. The Treasury system processes trillions of dollars in federal spending every year, including Social Security and Medicare benefits. The judge's order is temporary while the union's lawsuit moves forward. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
The Israeli military says it has sentenced a soldier to 7 months imprisonment for abusing Palestinians detained during the war in Gaza. It's the first time Israel has convicted a soldier for conduct in this war, as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from the Israeli-occupied West Bank.
The military says over 3 months, the soldier beat bound and blindfolded Palestinian detainees and struck them with his weapon, which he documented with his cell phone. Other soldiers participated, but they were masked, and the army says it doesn't know who they are. The soldier was sentenced to 7 months in prison in a plea bargain. The Israeli military says it's the first conviction of a soldier during the Gaza war, and it says it shows a commitment to accountability. This case took place at a facility inside Israel, where there have been widespread accounts of severe abuse by soldiers, including life-threatening assault. No soldiers have been convicted for any abuses committed inside Gaza. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Ramallah.
U.S. stocks have ended the day mixed. The Dow closed down 125 points. This is NPR News. The Justice Department is suing Illinois, Cook County, and the city of Chicago for allegedly standing in the way of the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration. After he returned to office, Trump took executive actions in line with his pledge of mass deportations and stronger border security. People shopping for homes are finding lower mortgage rates this week. The finance giant Freddie Mac reports the average fixed rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to 6.89%. marking a third straight week of declines. Meanwhile, the rate on 15-year loans, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance, was just over 6% this week. For some, Sunday is Super Bowl. For others, it is actually Superb Owl. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports on how an online typos spawned numerous internet memes and actually got more people, including football-loving fans, into birding.
Just move the bee, and suddenly you've changed Super Bowl to Superb Owl. The online joke was a category in the trivia show Jeopardy and even has its own subreddit with more than 400,000 members. With the big game just days away, the meme is taking off again. Tate Mason, director of the World Center for Birds of Prey in Boise, Idaho, says that's because people have a deep connection to owls.
The Super Bowl, I'll say, has been around since 1967. Owls have been on planet Earth for over 52 million years.
Mason says people are attracted to owls for their large forward-facing eyes and their sit-and-wait approach to ambushing prey, part of what he says gives them a reputation for being wise. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. And Friday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with fog. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight and Friday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. And Friday, east winds 40 knots, seas 18 feet with rain. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Friday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny with isolated snow showers in the morning, then partly cloudy with isolated rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Patchy freezing fog in the morning. Patchy fog in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s to upper 40s. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers and snow showers. Patchy fog. Lows in the mid-20s to upper 30s. Southeast winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. And Friday, patchy morning fog. Partly sunny, then scattered rain and snow showers in the morning, then rain and snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to an inch. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. Southeast winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 55. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 1:01 a.m. at 3 feet 6 inches. A high at 7:56 a.m. at 7 feet 8 inches. A low at 3:55 p.m. at 5 inches. And a high tonight at 11:01 at 4 feet 9 inches. Your sun rose at 9:25 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:27, giving us 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Stevie Nicks is coming at us now with How Still, My Love. After that, John Mellencamp, A Lonely Old Night, and then Depeche Mode was Stripped. And what's up next here? We have the Moody Blues with Sitting at the Wheel. Huh, last we heard Sitting at the Dock of a Bay. Well, longer sitting somewhere. Then Tony Basil or Basil, whatever. Girls Night Out. Then Toto with Georgie Porgy.
Oh, no. It's not no situation. I just need contemplation. Oh, I'm not so systematic. It's just that I'm an addict for your love. Nothing I wanna hold you. I never ever should have told you. Never ever should have told you you're my only one. Just think how long I've known you. It's wrong for me to own you, lock and key. It's really not confusing. I'm just a young illusion, can't you see? I'm not the only one at home. I never ever should have told you you're my only girl. I'm not the only one that holds you. I never ever should have told you you're my only girl.
Georgia, Georgia, pudding pie. Kiss the girls and make them cry. Georgia, Georgia, pudding pie. Kiss the girls and make them cry.
Yeah, let's follow that up with another nursery rhyme. McCartney does it. I couldn't find it anywhere, but we do have Stevie Ray Vaughan doing Mary Had a Little Lamb, okay? And then Cradle of Love by Billy Idol. After that, the Weather Girls with It's Raining Men.
Thank you. had a little lamb. His face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, you know the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school.
Starts my rolling chain. You can't stop. It ain't in vain. I ain't nobody's fool.
Yeah, we have the Grateful Dead up next with I'll Take You Home, and then Soft Cell with Memorabilia, that's 91, it says, the 12-inch version. And then the Romantics with Talking in Your Sleep. Yeah, we have time for all those. Let's hear it.
Hold my hand with your lips. Thank you. you can.